Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast, where we promote better living for healthy Texans. Every episode, we'll cover a health or wellness topic, as well as some lifestyle challenges that we face.
Hi, everybody. So I was going to be outside. Again, my name is Jessica Fabian. I am the Bandera County Family Community Health County Extension Agent. And I was just outside and I was going to be walking around my office to do this walk along with y'all. But it seems like every time I do a walk along, Texas weather has to play a role in it. So the wind had picked up and my hair went everywhere. And I was afraid y'all would get a lot of feedback of the wind on the video. So I thought, I'll just come inside and I will just walk kind of back and forth here in my office real slow, just so, I don't know on the video wise if it makes y'all a little dizzy or not. So I'll just do it nice and slow here and get some movement. But anyways, welcome, and I hope y'all are having a fantastic week. So some physical activity tips I wanted to give to y'all today. I found these off of the American Heart Association website. This is a really great resource if you want to look at everything that they have offered. They even have some videos sometimes that they post for stretching and physical activity. So check them out. So this is where I got some of these tips from. I will also post the article that I'm referencing. So if you want to just review it and look it over, you're more than welcome to. So like I talked about a couple of weeks ago, with physical activity, you want to make sure you're getting 150 minutes of physical activity per week. So that's 5 days a week. So 30 minutes a day. That's what the basic minimum recommendation that the American Heart Association recommends. So that can be done. You can do 30 minutes every day for 5 days a week. Or you could do in 10-minute increments, like I had talked about. And we'll go a little bit deeper into that, but it make it work for you. This is, it's your for your program, for your health, to better yourself. So make it work for you. Hi, Sandra, you're back. I see that you're back on the videos. Thanks for watching. So how can we prepare ourselves to make sure that we are setting ourselves up for success, for that way we get our physical activity in? So first things first, put it in your calendar. Jocelyn talked about last week on her video was she has a little timer that she puts on her phone to remind her to get up and move around. Me, I'm old school. I like to have my old-fashioned calendar and I write everything down. So put when you're going to work out on your calendar, because if you have it written down, you'll feel more obligated to do it. And then you will want to have that little check mark off your calendar that's saying that you successfully completed your workout for the day. So be prepared, have it written down. Bring, if you're going to a gym, or if you're working out, you know, just walking around your office area, bring your walking shoes with you. Have them in your car, ready to go. Have, you know, if you need an extra t-shirt or your workout clothes, bring them with you. Make sure that you're prepared. That way you won't get in that situation where you're like, oh, well, I don't have my tennis shoes on, so I'm not going to go walk. So if you're prepared, you have it with you. You're setting yourself up for success, definitely. Some other tips that I have is to be aware of your surroundings as well before you go outside and walk. So just check, you know, if you have like earphones in, that you don't have them up too loud. Like if you're listening to a podcast or music, make sure that you can still hear traffic around you and, you know, anybody coming around. So we want to be safe when we're working out too. So don't have them just blaring, you know, have it to where it keep, you can hear that beat and it gets you going, but at the same time you're aware of cars being around you or people, things like that. So we want to be safe on that aspect. All right, let's see what else other tidbits I have. Oh, to try new workout videos. So if you like to work out in your house, and we've been posting weekly different workout videos, so you have a whole bunch of different ones that you can look at and try them out. They're real easy. Before I posted the one that I did earlier today. I actually tried it out and it's a lot of fun. So if you haven't tried it, give it a try. And again, you know, just create a space, you know, where you can successfully walk, you know, move that coffee table aside and get going. You can do it. And let's see. Oh, a last tidbit to get your steps in for the day. If you're having trouble getting them in, you can always park a little further away. So when you go to the grocery store, instead of trying to get that parking space that is right there up front, maybe try finding one that's a little further away. That way you can get your steps in. And once you get into the grocery store, before you even get started grocery shopping, go ahead and walk a lap around the building. That'll definitely get you some extra steps in there. And then start shopping, of course. But those are just some tips that I thought of that I would share with y'all today. I think I hit them all. Let me check my notes just to be sure. Again, I apologize for not being outside, but the wind, it just blew my hair everywhere, and trying to hold a camera and fix my hair at the same time was a task. So that's why I'm inside. But I will be going outside later to finish up my walk for the day. Let's see. I think that was it. Again, I'll post these tips. Well, it's an article that I read on the American Heart Association, and that article will be posted later today. So check it out. And thank y'all so much for watching. If y'all have any questions, of course, reach out to any of us here on the team and we'll be more than happy to help y'all. All right, y'all. See y'all next time. Bye.
Be mindful.
Just breathe.
Stay sweet.
And stay fab.
You've been fabloed.